Like we always talk about, there is no key guy we're going to any week. We each know that when we go out there, we have opportunity to make plays, and if we're getting open, then Peyton's going to find us. So I'm just excited about getting to play the Chargers this Sunday and going out there with my teammates. And, we got to focus on executing at a high level to put ourselves in the best position to win.
Is there any part of you that has to be careful not to get too excited about the opportunity? I know it's not another game, but to take it like it is?
Well, you got to control your excitement, You can't put too much on your shoulders and think too far ahead or think about, well, this is a big moment. I gotta do so much more. You got to continue doing the things that we were doing to get here. We're a good team, and we understand that if we play well and we do the things we're supposed to do, then we got a chance in any game. When we're on the sideline, we got to do a better job of staying on the field. If we don't want the Chargers to run the ball, then we got to make sure we're running the ball well and we're executing at a high level on offense. So, if they're out there controlling the clock, that means that we didn't do what we needed to do on offense to make sure we stayed on the field. We like to call him Big Lou, so I would start with that. And just the Lou, he approaches the game with a lot of intensity. He plays at a high level. He does all the things he's supposed to do. I mean, for a guy that's new here, he just fit in seamlessly. He's very aggressive, and I think that he does a great job playing guard of controlling some of the most physical guys in the NFL.
Julius, when you switched, as you were switching from basketball to football prior to your senior year, did Antonio Gates come up? Did you hear that a lot? You got a chance to be Antonio Gates?
Yeah, you get those comparisons a lot. When I first training camp here, guys used to call me Gates Jr. a little bit. So, it's a comparison, I've gotten before and I'll probably continue to get.
How much was your job made easier by the return of Wes Welker?
Pretty much playing across from Wes, we're usually on opposite sides of the field, and it puts two guys in the slot that defenses have to find a way to decide how they're going to defend us. A lot of times earlier or throughout the season, they'd either decide, some teams would double me or some teams would double Wes, and when you have two people that can make plays in that middle of the field, it makes it a lot harder on a defense in that standpoint. But also just as a leader, Wes helps me out a lot. Just basically seeing coverages, understanding what the defense is trying to do. So I'm anxious to have him back out there.
How much did his absence affect what you were saying sometimes to stay on the field if you have to extend the drives? How much not having him?
Whenever you're missing a guy that's been to several Pro Bowls, catching 100 passes a year, and it's going to be tough to try to play at that same level and have that same kind of output as an offense. But, having Wes back will be good. It still doesn't excuse, our lack of execution. It's mainly going to come down to, are we in the right spots? Are we doing what we need to be doing? But having Wes out there will make a difference for us.